Greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that's above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, He's above it all. And in Him, we live, we move, and we have our being. And as we go on, amidst all that's taking place right now, as we carry on and as we go forward, we also recognize that we are part of God's plan and purpose, and we recognize that we're part of what God is doing on the earth at such a time as this. Now, excuse me, there are going to be things that come up. There are going to be things that we end up having to deal with, temporal situations. And in the middle of the situations that arise, remember, always keep your eyes on Jesus. He gave us instructions before all of this stuff started. We were talking about this five years ago, when before we started with the 20 on 20 stuff. And then as God was kind of cluing up His people to understand what He was doing and how to flow and move with Him. So now we're continuing to move forward, and for those of you that have been listening and practicing and preparing yourself and have been moving forward as disciples, a disciple is a disciplined person, a disciple is somebody that has learned, if you've taken that time and you've allowed God to instruct you, and you've allowed Him to build your faith through the experiences of life, the things that we come into right now are going to be much more palatable, and much more, you're going to be much more able to handle what's coming upon the earth than those that are just kind of just showing up to the party right now. Just kind of like right now, this is the first time they're actually thinking about life, their mortality, their reason for being here, what's going on around them. And a lot of them are going to just fall apart because they're not ready. They have no foundation. And the storms that are coming, some of them have already started, they're not ready or prepared for those things. And so they will collapse and fall because they have no foundation. Now, there are practical things that we're going to need to do, as well as spiritual things that we need to be aware of and engaged in. All of it is part and parcel of our approach. There's a mental side to how we address things and the mindset that we need to have. When we say, okay, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, okay, well, then what's that mind? How does that mind think? How does that mind approach the situations of life? So, these are places that are worth your time, worth your energy, worth your attention, worth your effort, where the world will take your time, your energy, your effort, and waste it on frivolous things that give you nothing back, and you're not ready when you go that way. Okay, so right now, as we go into times of flux, practical stuff. Here's something that I just want to encourage you guys out there to think about and consider. Wherever you are in the world, as there are going to be likely more and more shocks to systems, things getting disrupted, things not working like they used to, you may get into a situation where some just basic necessities, food, water, clothing, shelter, medical, are not available, or they get disrupted for a window of time. Now, here's the thing. In most cases, what happens if that takes place is people will work to try to reestablish supply lines and chains. So, for example, if there's a flood, there's a tornado, there's some sort of natural catastrophe that takes place, typically I would suggest that most of you could make it through that if you could shelter in place for a couple of weeks, right? Okay, so if you can shelter in place for 2 weeks, you can get through a lot of different things that you might end up facing or having to deal with. So be mindful of that, and just some basic preparations that you can make for you and your family and those around you during those times. Because when you get into the situation, that's not the time to be trying to sort this stuff out, because everybody else is going to be trying to sort stuff out as well in crazy times, and they're going to be doing a lot of panicky things. You don't want to be in the middle of those crowds. Okay? So, practically speaking, all right, what does that look like? Well, so for if you go by global standards, you as an individual, if you need to drink water every day, you need 4.5 liters of water per person per day in your household. So a standard gallon, or a bit more than one U.S. gallon of water per person per day. Okay? 4.5 liters to drink. If you're talking about washing clothes and doing things like that, you need, and I'm not talking about washing machines, I'm just talking about doing something by hand, you need 15, and cooking and all the rest of that, you need 15 to 20 liters per person per day. Right? Okay, so I'm just saying that calculate for the number of people that are in your house and what you might need for them to be able to drink water for the day. And how many days, if you're talking about 2 weeks. I say 2 weeks because most things, 80-90% of stuff, can shocks to a system can be resolved, and people will work to resolve them. Communities will work to resolve them. You will work to resolve them within a couple of weeks. So think through things like that. Your consumption of food. Look, you could eat energy bars for 2 weeks if you had to, right? I mean, you'd probably be pretty sick of them. But so think about consumption. Cheap, and I know sometimes when I talk to people, they say they don't have much money. They don't look. Just get some rice and beans. Those are very cheap, and you can live off of that. Very simple ways to cook: rice, beans, a little bit of spice, done. And store it in airtight containers, and just rotate that out, rotate that through. So that if you store it, that it doesn't go bad. You eat it, and then you bring something else in. Just something simple like that is going to give you a bit of staying power in the middle of a time where a lot of people will not have or be panicked. Now, you can help people too if you plan for it, if you plan a little bit ahead. So, like that, the reason that I say this is because some small things and just some small investments, a little bit of time, a little bit of preparation, will help you a lot if things go bad. Will give you a chance to think with a clear head, pray, allow God to direct you. Here's another one, okay? Have a family action plan, all right? A family action plan means if you can't communicate, if things break down, okay, where do you go? Where do you meet each other? So say, for example, today, right now, in this moment, if your communication was cut off from the people that you loved and cared about, where should they check to try to, if you're able to meet them somewhere, where would you go? Because you don't want that being five or six places. So for example, if you say, look, if I can't get back to the house, I'm going to go to my cousin Dave, you know, that's his house. I'm going to go to his house. That's the first place I'm going to go. Is there somebody that you would get a message to, if you could get a message to people that you're okay? Who would that person be? Communicate that to each other so that you have a family action plan, so that if communication is cut off, if your ability to to if your infrastructure has a problem or something, you know where to look for people and how to communicate with each other and where to get a message to, so that you can streamline in those times, and then you know very clearly what you need to do. Okay? So these are just some simple things to prepare yourself. These are just good steps to take in general. You may or may not need them, but having done them, you're just a bit more aware, a lot less dependent. Because what happens is when things get bad and things go bad, the crowd loses their minds. And in a lot of times, what I've seen is that people will end up getting hurt, not because of the emergency, but because of the crowd response to the emergency. So, you know, everybody gets afraid that something's happening, and everybody rushes into a building, and they stomp on each other, and they get hurt because of that. Not because of the hazard or the risk, but because of their response. So fear is a dangerous thing when you get a crowd and a lot of people with fear and the kind of things that they do. So this is a time for the people of God to have very clear mind, and just making very clear and God-directed decisions. All right? So those are a couple things, just practically speaking. Take a little time, talk with your family, your spouse, people that you share a house or an apartment with, and just make a plan so that certain things are covered and you're ready. Because the other thing too is, if you're in a good position, if you're in a strong position, you are in a position to now help other people. When you're in a weak position, you can't do much to help anybody else because you're just trying to take care of your basics in front of you, and that'll take up all your time and all your energy. So 2 weeks, most situations. The next stage for me, it would be like 3 month plan. But a 3 month plan, and then after 3 months, if it's still stuff still going after 3 months, you might want to think about shifting locations or moving. But yeah, 3 month plan is a little bit different, the kind of things that you would do, the things that you would need. If this kind of stuff is helpful for you guys and you want me to talk more about this, just put a message, you know, in this audio or email us, and we'll go into a bit more depth on these things. Yeah, in the middle of all of this too, you've got the global man-made, made in a laboratory, designed as a biological weapon, seemingly, coronavirus, COVID-19. So that's going on right now, and it was designed to spread. It was made to spread. It was designed to be passed on the way that it was. It was designed to be contagious and you be asymptomatic and contagious at the same time, so that it could get in under the radar in a lot of places and infect people before they actually knew that it was there. So this is another thing. And the long-term and the larger implications that are there, it's going to be substantial, because not just because of the actual impact, but because of people's response. And people's response is going to be a big thing. So there's vested interests, financial interests on all sides of this too. You've got stocks of certain companies going up 500% in just a week, where they've got a vested interest in this going out and being perpetuated. So, now, just my feeling about this, and I've just put it to you as a feeling. I mean, I talked about it on 20 on 20, just the number of people that are actually likely being cremated in China based on just the machinery that's being moved around. Much, much more than the what's being reported in the news. And now there's other people coming out you know, week and a half later, saying something similar. I don't know if they listen to our show and they're running with that, or if they're getting, or what's going on with that. But it sounds like from other places that they're getting their information and putting things together. But yeah, I don't know. I got this picture in my head too of just in like the States of somebody putting, you know, like those air fresheners they have in public spaces, and you know, like in elevators and restrooms they put those things up, and just somebody sticking something in an elevator, you know, that is not an air freshener, but that releases the virus. You know, we've come to that spot now too, where, you know, now that it's out, you'll see it. You'll see places where this thing comes out and they can't trace how it got there. But there are people that have a vested interest in pushing this out. There's some agendas that are being moved. Now, listen, you can take certain steps just to be smart. Now, the Holy Spirit is with you. He's going to lead you and guide you. You've got to listen to His voice in these times, because there'll be a lot of things that come up that may seem counterintuitive to you, but you need to listen to His voice, because He's going to lead and guide you, and you want His timing, because that's going to also keep you and take you through a lot of stuff. So listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit is going to be very important, because, and God's also a healer and He can protect His people, and all of that's there. So, but just recognize that in what's taking place upon the earth, a lot of this other stuff, that's, there's agendas, and there's factions, and there's people that have vested interests, and it's a bit muddled, and there's also people that are just trying to push this whole thing out. So we need to pray. We need to be available to what God wants us to do, and be smart in your interactions as well. You know, be smart in your travel. Be smart in the places that you go. Be smart in, you know, like, you can't cover every eventuality, but just, you know, don't be dull in the spirit. You know, take the time, spend time, make sure that you're tracking with what God's putting in your heart and your spirit, and allow for Him to just lead you. Because He'll have you make certain decisions and certain choices that you may not understand the reason and the implication, but He knows, and you've got to trust Him in that. I mean, I've seen one where just in God's timing, sometimes some of you may feel like you've been delayed in certain things, but in actuality, you'll find out as things take their full course that if you were tracking with God and you were on His page, that delay was actually serving in your favor. Because there's other things that God is setting up. So you want to, and it's His timing, not yours. So you want to be on His page, because then you're in a position to be in step and be of service to the kingdom. And listen, guys, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. So you've got to always keep that perspective too. In the middle of everything else that's going on, to live is Christ and to die is gain. So for us, if we're here, it's about service to the King and to the kingdom. And then when the time comes for us to check out, praise God. Alright, Lord, what next? Where to? Let's go. So, hey, we love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you. And we will catch up with you again sometime very, very soon. God bless you. Love you. Bye.